local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We start hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in on a Thursday, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. A lot happening here today, a lot nationally, a lot locally here as well. And we'll get started right away with our top three stories. We start in Iowa today, where police say a 17-year-old student opened fire at Perry High School this morning. And a victim included a sixth-grade student who died, and five others were injured.
There are six victims, one of them who is deceased. That individual was a sixth-grade student at Perry Middle School. The other five are being treated at area hospitals.
And that from Iowa Law Enforcement Division of Criminal Investigation says the shooter was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small caliber handgun. The shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Defense Department today confirming an American airstrike killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad.
U.S. forces took necessary and proportionate action against Mushtaq Jawad Kazim al-Jawari. Abu Taqwa was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks against American personnel.
That is Brigadier General Pat Ryder telling reporters the militia leader was actively involved in planning on carrying out attacks. Of course, the military has faced increased attacks by Iranian-backed groups in Syria and Iraq since the Israel-Hamas war started. And former President Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew have both been named in the first batch of unsealed documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking. In a deposition transcript from one female victim, Epstein allegedly told her, quote, "Clinton likes them young." The two have long been linked through business, although Clinton denies knowledge about Epstein's crimes. Other names include Donald Trump, David Copperfield, and the late Michael Jackson. Those are a look at our top three stories today. The traffic line is always open, 850-262-6111, as is the text line, 850-437-1620. Local headlines here right before we get traffic and weather together. Alabama authorities today are confirming a Pensacola man involved in a high-speed chase that led to the death of a Georgia deputy. The chase happened early yesterday morning near the state line, and it ended in Lynette, Alabama. 25-year-old DeCedric Donson was allegedly driving a stolen 2022 Dodge Challenger and was being chased by Eric Minix, a deputy with the Coweta County Sheriff's Office. After the chase ended, Minix got out of his patrol car and was hit by a Lynette police officer. The Coweta Sheriff's Office says Minix is survived by his wife and three daughters. Donson is charged with felony counts of receiving stolen property and attempting to elude. More drama in Milton this week as new city manager Scott Collins hints he may not be in for the long haul. This came out in a series of emails in which he responded to criticism from Mayor Heather Lindsay by saying, quote, "I don't believe that our working relationship is going to be successful," and that he planned to leave when his two-year contract expired. This all stemmed from an effort by city attorney and state representative Alexandrotti, as well as Collins, to schedule a roundtable meeting with Senator Doug Broxson over the controversial water utility meeting that ultimately did take place on Tuesday after the City of Milton Executive Committee meeting.
I did apologize to him. I told him I did not ever question his integrity, and I don't question your integrity, sir. And so I apologize for the email coming across that way to Mr. Snow and to you if it did, sir.
And during that committee meeting, the council voted 5-2 to remove Mayor Lindsay as the city's legislative liaison for those ongoing water utility negotiations. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road is the one giving us the most trouble in Pensacola itself. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some heavy backups there. Also got some at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway. Same can be said about the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard. So some of these busier intersections in Pensacola at the moment, but nothing too severe beyond that. As for Santa Rosa County, if we go to the Pace and Milton areas, we've got some issues on Caroline Street where Avalon Boulevard meets Caroline and you're traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane. We've still got some heavy backups in that area. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got some heavy congestion in that area as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Checking in with meteorologist Alan Strum.
The weather overnight, again, a little chilly with most areas down in the 30s to maybe low 40s along the coastal zones. Pretty clear tonight, but the clouds start to move into the skies on Friday. Highs will be in the 60s, and we're going to watch for rain late in the day. If not late in the day Friday, do expect showers and maybe thunderstorms here Friday night. It's going to be a wet evening for sure. Saturday and Sunday dry, but we've got a powerful weather maker on the way early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, we are sitting at 53 degrees, 42 overnight tonight with clear skies. Taking a look at some other local headlines, our beloved Blue Angels are heading to their winter training home as they begin preparations for the 2024 show season. They left for El Centro, California today and are expected to be there until March, where they'll open the 2024 season at the El Centro Festival of Flight on March 9th. And it is possible they could stay out in California for an additional week, as the very next weekend they're at the Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield, California. On March 23rd and 24th, they will perform much closer to home at the New Orleans Air Show. So that's an update there from the Blue. So obviously safe travels, and we'll see you back here in the spring. PPD talking about ShotSpotter sensors picking up some celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve.
And I think ShotSpotter only picked up between 8 and 10 shots. No injuries involved. And
PPD's Mike Wood says it's a stupid thing to do, as the bullets have to come back down somewhere. It makes sense. And earlier this week, it was reported a teen in Palm Beach County was hurt when a gun was fired in the air on New Year's Eve. And since then, a state representative, Catherine Waldron, has filed a bill that would make shooting a gun on private property illegal if that bullet leaves the area. 518, we'll take our first break this hour. Back with state and national headlines on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the drama in Milton. Sure enough, there's more of it, including that the mayor of Milton has actually blocked City Attorney Alex Andrade off of her cell phone. Yes, Milton. We also talked about a new sexual orientation that you may have never heard of before, abrosexual. If you've never heard of it, well, we talked about that in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour. And we talked to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. All can be found on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road still giving us a ton of trouble. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest, traveling towards West 9 Mile Road, that is still heavily backed up all the way to I-10, so look out for that. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest in that same area, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, we've still got some minor issues there as well. The intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road giving us slight congestion at the moment. And maybe there's a little bit more on Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, but that's also very minor. So Pine Forest Road's the biggest one to look out for in Pensacola itself. But as for Santa Rosa County and the Pace Milton areas, Caroline Street's still giving us some issues if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline towards Glover Lane. That is still backed up. And while there is congestion still on Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River coming into downtown Milton, it has decreased significantly.
Overnight, the weather will be clear and calm with mainly lows down in the 30s. Friday, a little warmer with highs in the 60s. We'll start to see more and more cloud cover. And late in the day, we've got a chance for rain. Expect rain Friday night, and it could be heavy. Saturday and Sunday dry, but next week we've got a powerful weather maker on the way. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
That's as ominous of a forecast that I've heard from Alan in quite some time there.
Yeah.
So yeah, Monday into Monday night is kind of looking at the timing of those severe thunderstorms there. So stay weather aware there. Weekend's not going to look too bad with partly sunny and 60s. But yeah, Monday looks like some severe weather is headed our way. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, there is a cause that has been determined in the house fire of Dolphins star wide receiver Tyreek Hill. The Davie Fire Marshal said there were no injuries and it was ruled accidental due to kids playing with a lighter. The two-alarm fire was contained to one room in the $7 million mansion, but extensive water damage throughout. But obviously, you know, glad that everybody made it safe. And, you know,
that is what matters.
They can make repairs and move on.
A Florida House Republican is renewing the attempt to lower the minimum age to buy rifles and other long guns in Florida. Representative Bobby Payne's proposal would lower the age from 21 to 18, which would reverse at least part of the law that was passed in the aftermath of the 2018 mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School. An identical bill was approved by the House during last year's session, but was not taken up by the Senate.
No word until, or no money until the border is secure. That's the word from Senator Rick Scott as the government shutdown looms.
My responsibility is to do everything I can to keep the citizens of Florida safe. An open border does not keep them safe. Giving more funding to Homeland Security is not going to make people of Florida safer.
Scott has signed on to a pledge from the Immigration Accountability Project and is asking every member of Congress to do the same. The pledge calls on President Biden to sign legislation that, at a minimum, requires all illegal immigrants be detained until their cases are adjudicated or have them deported. There are two deadlines to avoid a partial government shutdown, January 19th and February 2nd.
All systems are a go as the United Launch Alliance prepares for its upcoming moon launch off of Florida's Space Coast. The exercise is designed to help NASA with its research as the agency hopes to pet people back. To pet people, you mean get people? Is that what that's supposed to be?
Probably.
Yeah, because petting people's kind of weird, dude. In hopes to get people back to the moon before 2030, liftoff is scheduled for next Monday.
There is now an effort to get Donald Trump off of Florida's 2024 presidential ballot.
And because of that, the 14th Amendment is fairly clear that if you're an officer of the United States, you cannot have an insurrection on your resume.
That is Chaz Stevens, a political activist from South Florida. He filed a civil suit in Broward County aimed at getting Trump off the ballot, saying a criminal conviction is not necessary for Trump to be disqualified. Of course, this lawsuit follows similar suits that have been filed across the country.
No chance that's
no chance. Mm-hmm. No chance. Top three stories here. If you're just joining us, police in Iowa saying a 15-year-old student opened fire at Perry High School this morning. One person, a student, killed a sixth grader. Five others injured. Defense Department confirming an American airstrike killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad today. And among the high-profile names on the first batch of the Epstein documents, including former President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, David Copperfield, and Michael Jackson. Those are our top three stories today. 5:30, we'll hear what Fox News has to say coming up. National headlines and look at what's happening around sports when we return. Pensacola right now.
John Saucier. Police officers were called to Perry High School in Iowa this morning to deal with an active shooter situation. They eventually found multiple victims and a suspect dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Here's Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
It's impossible to understand why anything like this happens. But again, I want you to know that we'll work tirelessly to get the answers so that we can prevent it from happening again.
There were six victims in total. One of them, a sixth grader, was killed. Five others treated at local hospitals. House Republicans visiting the border this week. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez on the Fox News Channel weighing in on talks regarding a possible border security package.
House Republicans should be fighting for a down payment on border security in 2024, and we come back for the rest when we win the White House.
The White House accuses Republicans of blocking border security by withholding aid to Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Wall Street's December rally is a fading memory now. The market still struggling to get back on track here in the new year. Today, the Dow Jones Industrials managed a scant 10-point gain, but the S&P 500 eased 16 points and the NASDAQ Composite shed 81. The final figures are in, and the global movie box office reached $33.9 billion in 2023, a sharp 30% increase from the previous year, according to Gower Street Analytics. That's the good news. The bad news, the figure is still some 15% below the average of the last three pre-pandemic years, 2017 through 19. The North American box office totaled $9.07 billion last year, up 21% from 2022. A new report says Chick-fil-A prices for their signature chicken sandwich have increased 21% over the past 2 years. The chicken chain first bumped up the sandwich's price by 15% back in 2022 and then implemented an additional menu-wide increase a year ago. That's Your Money Now.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Even though he's played at an extremely high level for 2 years, the rest of the world is finally starting to realize the greatness of Michael Penix Jr., and he's rising up NFL draft boards. I don't think he'll get picked before Caleb Williams or Drake May, but three teams to watch for Penix are the Vikings, Raiders, and Falcons. And all three of those spots have more than enough on offense for him to have early success in the pros. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Get Rain-X Rugged XL Premium Wiper Blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their extra-large profile and premium features make Rugged XL Blades the right choice for extreme weather driving and durability. Buy two Rain-X Rugged XL Premium Wiper Blades and save $12, plus get two times O'Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. MedicaidAdvantage.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 5:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. In Pensacola itself, the biggest problem right now is what it's been for a little bit. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, there's going to be congestion backing you up all the way to the exit to get off of I-10 West. So expect some issues in that area if you are heading in that direction. Other than that, in Pensacola, if you're just at like a busy intersection, maybe North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road, Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, if you're at any intersection like that, you may experience mild congestion, but nothing you're really going to bat an eye at. As for Santa Rosa County, we were having a lot of issues on Caroline Street, where it connects with Avalon Boulevard, but also if you were trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, but the majority of the congestion in those areas has seemingly died down. You're up.
I'm sorry, man.
What? What's going on?
Oh no, I just I'm doing two things here. I do two things. I was getting some audio. I don't know if the audio went over the air. It probably.
Well,
did.
No, that's the thing. When we can't, and I don't know if anyone noticed it, but when we came back from break, I potted you up like I usually do, and I did hear a faint voice, and I'm like, okay, he's playing something. So I turned you down.
Well, I appreciate that. So so during commercial break, just so you know, I was like, what in the world are these amateurs doing? during the commercial breaks and the extended breaks, I am doing stuff for the newsroom, cutting up audio to use, and et cetera, et cetera. So I just lost track of where we're at. All right. That being said, 5:39 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. I take it you did do the traffic.
Yes, I did.
All right.
The weather overnight, again, a little chilly with most areas down in the 30s to maybe low 40s along the coastal zones. Pretty clear tonight, but the clouds start to move into the skies on Friday. Highs will be in the 60s, and we're going to watch for rain late in the day. If not late in the day Friday, do expect showers and maybe thunderstorms here Friday night. It's going to be a wet evening for sure. Saturday and Sunday dry, but we've got a powerful weather maker on the way early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 54 degrees right now, 42 overnight tonight with clear skies. All right. We did do national headlines, or we did not do national headlines?
We did not.
All right. Israel says it's destroyed 270 yards of tunnels under Gaza City's sprawling Shifa hospital complex. They raided the facility in November as it searched for the alleged Hamas command center. Israel troops found tunnels and a bunker, but not the command center. Israeli forces say that the blast did not damage the hospital, though. They released footage yesterday showing explosions between buildings, but again, the hospital itself was not affected there.
And former Harvard University President Claudine Gay is warning that her resignation this week could be the start of a campaign against higher education. Gay said in a New York Times op-ed Wednesday that her resignation was, quote, wrenching but necessary, adding that the campaign against her was about more than one university and one leader. She announced her decision Tuesday in a message to the Harvard community following allegations of plagiarism and a campus controversy regarding anti-Semitism.
State government buildings are facing bomb threats for the second day in a row. Lisa Taylor with more.
Buildings in Mississippi and Arkansas received threats Thursday after similar threats forced Capitol complexes across the U.S. to evacuate on Wednesday. Mississippi's Department of Public Safety wrote on X that the multiple bomb threats across the state prompted officials to take precautionary measures and put in place standard emergency procedures. In Arkansas, the state Capitol Police said the Pulaski County Courthouse in Little Rock was forced to evacuate. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. Hundreds of prisoners of war are now free following a prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia. Russia received 248 captured servicemen, while 230 military personnel and civilians were released from Russian captivity.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams has apparently had enough of the busloads of migrants coming from Texas. Today, he's filed a lawsuit against 17 charter bus companies that are being used by Texas. The city is seeking $708 million as reimbursement for the cost to shelter them.
South Dakota GOP Governor Kristi Noem is addressing reports that she may be on the short list of Donald Trump's list of VP nominees.
Yeah, I would consider it, but I would say that it's up to him to decide who that person is.
She is currently in her second term as governor and in Iowa right now campaigning for Trump. Of course, the caucus is now, what, I think 2 weeks away.
Looking at sports headlines here, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We've got a TNT doubleheader, two NBA games that are worth the watch. Bucks and Spurs is at 6:30, so that tips off in a little under an hour, followed by Nuggets and Warriors at 9. Bucks and Nuggets both have well over 20 wins this season, so they're looking like two of the top teams in the league.
All right. Yeah, I did see, by the way, some NFL news. Dalvin Cook, who was released by the Jets, and free to sign with any team after he cleared waivers. He is going to be joining the Baltimore Ravens in his effort to get a Super Bowl ring. The Ravens would certainly not be a bad team to go to with that goal in mind. Also, it looks like Draymond Green is returning to the Warriors facility. He has, of course, been out on an indefinite suspension since December 13th. After he hit Yusuf Nurkic in the face the day before. He is set to miss his 11th game when the Warriors take on the Nuggets coming up here tonight. But it looks like he'll be back in the facilities there. 5:43, by the way, no Thursday night football. We have week 18 this week, Saturday, Sunday games. AFC South, a big matchup in the AFC South. That's going to be Saturday night, the Colts and the Texans, right?
Yes, the Texans go to Indianapolis.
And so the winner is in and the loser's out.
Yes,
I believe
so.
That's right. And then the only other AFC spot would be between the Steelers, who play Saturday, and the Jaguars or the... Well, no, I don't think that's right.
Let's see. Okay, so the Ravens are locked, Dolphins are locked, the Browns are locked.
The Browns are locked, and then...
The Bills, if the
Bills are not locked.
Yeah, if the Bills win, they're in, and that hurts the Steelers significantly.
Right, and then you would have the Jaguars, Colts, or Texans fighting for one more spot.
That's the thing. We need we need a couple teams to fall out to make it in, and that's the thing. The Colts and Texans luckily play each other. If they tie, they won't, but if they do, that's going to knock both teams out. And this, at that point, the Steelers, they need either what they're looking for is the Jags to lose or the Bills to lose. And, of course, they got to win their own game against Baltimore.
Right.
Who is pulling starters, I think, was confirmed.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And also, hey, congratulations to Devin Witherspoon from Pine Forest High School.
Absolutely.
Starred at Illinois as a cornerback and was the fifth overall pick in the draft this past April or May. But he's been named to the Pro Bowl. Of course, it's not a Pro Bowl game anymore, but they do all the fun relays and the dodgeball and the flag football games there. But obviously, being a rookie Pro Bowler, that is an awesome achievement there. So congratulations to him and his family and friends who are here locally in the Pensacola area. 5:45, health, business, and science notes right after traffic and weather.
Thank you, Joe. Just looking at the traffic update. Looking at the roads. Golly, see, now I'm making mistakes. Looking at the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, that is still heavily congested. The hiccups there can have you backed up basically to about the exit where you get off of I-10 westbound to get onto Pine Forest. So it's heavily congested there. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards West 10 Mile Road, we've got a lot of congestion there from an accident that, well, I believe this is from an accident. No, I'm thinking of something else. Forgive me. I'm all over the place this time. I'm sorry. We did get a call in about an accident report on Highway 29 near, I believe it was West Detroit Boulevard. So look out for that. I'm not seeing a ton of congestion in that area, though. But that is what was reported. But we do have on Highway 29, and this may have been what he was referring to, towards West 10 Mile Road.
Yes, yeah, 9.5 mile road there.
Yep, yeah, that's all right. It. So, yeah, that's good. It doesn't say it's an accident report, but it did say that there was an accident. He said authorities were not on the scene yet, but it's still causing a lot of congestion at this moment, so look out for that. Beyond that, North Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound, maybe towards the general vicinity of East Burgess Road, we've got some issues there. Actually, it's a bit closer if you're traveling northbound to East Oakfield Road. So if you're traveling on North Palafox, look out for that. Other than that, there's not a lot going on in Pensacola itself. In Santa Rosa County, we were dealing with some issues on Caroline Street if you were coming off of Avalon Boulevard and trying to travel eastbound towards Glover Lane, but that is no longer the case at this time.
The weather overnight, again, a little chilly with most areas down in the 30s to maybe low 40s along the coastal zones. Pretty clear tonight, but the clouds start to move into the skies on Friday. Highs will be in the 60s, and we're going to watch for rain late in the day. If not late in the day Friday, do expect showers and maybe thunderstorms here Friday night. It's going to be a wet evening for sure. Saturday and Sunday dry, but we've got a powerful weather maker on the way early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Monday into Monday night with some severe thunderstorms in the forecast there. As it is right now, 54 degrees, 42 overnight tonight with clear skies. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today, the House Oversight Committee will be getting a classified briefing on UFOs next week. The January 12th briefing comes after members asked for more details about UFOs or UAPs, as they tend to be called these days, including any efforts to retrieve or reverse engineer crashed objects. I wish it wasn't classified, because the last time they had one of these things, Matt Gaetz, Congressman Gaetz, made national headlines with his testimony that was just down the road at Eglin. So,
and Hyundai and Kia theft is up tenfold in the past 3 years. The incredibly dramatic spike comes after social media posts showed people how to steal them for whatever reason. Huh. Theft insurance claims for the vehicles went up more than 1,000% between 2020 and the first half of 2023.
There must be some sort of defect or something that in just those particular cars, they're able to be stolen easier. I don't know. I've never seen one of those videos.
I mean, I would assume so. For it to be just those two car brand, I would assume so.
Yeah. Monthly home payments are down 14%. That's the lowest level in nearly a year, according to Redfin. The median U.S. mortgage payment was down close to $400 in December from its peak in October. The weekly average mortgage rate also dipped after hitting a 23-year high in October to 6.61% last month.
And researchers from the University of Nebraska are sending a robot to space. WOWT reports that the researchers are working on a surgical robot about the size of a microwave that will be operated on the International Space Station. A surgeon from Lincoln will operate the robot while it's in space, and the experiment will involve two surgeries performed on rubber bands. We talked about this in the last hour, and as you said, this must be for circumstances in which they may have to perform a surgery in space. For a surgeon to operate it, but also the rubber bands, I'm assuming that's like it's supposed to show like the it's supposed to test how intricate it can be, and maybe
like if, the human skin. I don't know, but
I'm assuming that's just a test to see how intricate it is, but also to see how like delicate it is, especially if it's going through any turbulence at all or any issues like that. I'm not sure. I'm not an astronaut.
Fans of the show The Golden Bachelor, that would be me. Get to watch Teresa and Gary tie the knot tonight. It's the first ever live wedding on The Bachelor or Bachelorette series there. The Golden Bachelor wedding starts at 7 o'clock on ABC. Prepare yourselves accordingly.
And Elvis Presley will be making his debut on the London stage as an AI holograph. The British company Layered Reality says that their new show, Elvis Evolution, will use artificial intelligence and groundbreaking technology to, quote, recreate the seismic impact of seeing Elvis live for a whole new generation of fans. Their news release says a life-size digital Elvis will share his most iconic songs and moves for the very first time on a UK stage. This is typically a pretty controversial practice, like, you know, using a dead person, and a lot of people think it's kind of morbid as well, like to see someone moving like that. It's kind of like when you know they're not there and that they've been dead for years. I'm assuming they got a, like, they asked for like permission for nothing else to be decent. Sure. When it comes to like Elvis's estate or whatever.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen if they didn't. Finally here, I think this one's pretty interesting. I'm looking on eBay now as we speak for a friends or home improvement calendar from 1996. You're like, why in the world, Joe, are you doing that? Well, it's because 2024 is exactly the same as 1996, so you can use a calendar from that year.
That's pretty
cool.
And
so people have figured that out, and they are going nuts, scooping them all up, and obviously nostalgia at play here. But, yeah, I mean, it's a calendar that you can use in 2024, so why not? They're selling anywhere from $20 to $200. They would not be able to be used again until 2052. So I'll see what I can find here in our next commercial break. 5:52, we will do some wacky stories and good news when we return.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather. I butchered the last traffic update, which I would like to think is a little bit rare for me. I'll see if I can do it better this time. Starting with a lot of congestion, we believe, from an accident on Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards West 10 Mile Road, we've got a lot of congestion there backed up to behind West 9.5 Mile Road. So it's getting pretty backed up there. The congestion is actually almost going to have you backed up to West 9 Mile. So expect some issues in that area if you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile, we've still got some congestion there. It does not appear to be as severe as it was earlier, but it is still alive and well. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road has some very minor congestion, but nothing too severe. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Palafox Street towards East Oakfield Road, we still have some minor congestion in that area, but once again, nothing too crazy. And lastly, Santa Rosa County, we were looking at the Pace Milton areas, particularly where Caroline Street met Avalon Boulevard and Blackwater River near downtown Milton, but both of those areas seem to be pretty smooth sailing at the moment.
The weather overnight, again, a little chilly with most areas down in the 30s to maybe low 40s along the coastal zones. Pretty clear tonight, but the clouds start to move into the skies on Friday. Highs will be in the 60s, and we're going to watch for rain late in the day. If not late in the day Friday, do expect showers and maybe thunderstorms here Friday night. It's going to be a wet evening for sure. Saturday and Sunday dry, but we've got a powerful weather maker on the way early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. We are currently at 52 degrees, 42 overnight tonight, clear skies. Austin, I believe I have stumbled upon the calendar that I wish to buy.
Okay.
From 1996. I'm looking at on eBay right now, $150 or best offer for a James Bond GoldenEye wall calendar.
Yeah.
Okay. That one is, yeah.
$150. That's where.
Or my, best offer.
I was about to say that's where my ears kind of started to ring a bit when you said $150.
Yeah, there's also Pamela Anderson one, Anna Nicole Smith. There's a few others there, but no, the GoldenEye, because I mean, you want to talk about nostalgia, man. The hours that I spent on the N64 playing GoldenEye, man. That takes me back there. All right, wacky stories here. This poor couple in Pittsburgh, man. They freaked out after their 7-year-old golden doodle ate $4,000 in cash that they had just withdrawn from the bank. Apparently, it was to pay for a fence that they had done.
Okay.
The good news is they were able to get $3,550 of it back. The bad news is how they got it back.
Always a catch. Yeah.
They had to sift through little Cecil's feces. The bank told them that they would replace any of the bills as long as the serial numbers were still visible. And so they waited and waited and waited some more until Cecil had to go outside. They followed him outside and got to work. It's amazing to me that the time and effort and energy that they got that much back.
Yeah.
That they found that many serial numbers of individual serial numbers back.
I mean, I understand that the body, you know, isn't supposed to digest paper, so it ain't going to break it down. But, I'm the same way. I'm surprised they were able to decipher that much. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know about awesome, but.
Well, I mean, you're saving over $3,500. That's pretty awesome to me. Speaking of some awesome news here, Layla Peck is 7 years old and lives near Scranton, Pennsylvania, and her best friend just turned 100. He's a World War II vet named Joe Gagliardi. They've been besties since she was a baby, and she got her local fire department to drop her off at his party in a fire truck. He received an American flag in his honor over the U.S. Capitol in D.C., and Layla also had her first grade class make him 100 birthday cards.